In this video, I'm going to reveal the golden secret of how to find investors. Where are all these investors that have got hundreds of thousands of pounds ready to finance your property investment deals? This, believe it or not, is the most common asked question that I get, because it's really easy, isn't it, to just band it out there. Oh, find the deal and then get the investor. It's like, what do you mean just get the investor? Where do you find them? What do you say to them? Who are these people? How do you build trust with them? So that's this video. And I think you're going to love this. I've not really done this on YouTube before. This is usually kind of content that I hold back for my advanced students. So completely free. All I ask that you do in exchange is at least like the video. Okay, so like the video. The first thing is you have to be investable. No one's going to give you money for a deal if you don't know what you're talking about. If you're brand new to this game, rather than thinking, I haven't got the money, I can't find investors, good thing, hang on. How can I be investable? Well, on the answer how you can be investable, do you need a proven track record? No. You need to know what you're talking about. And you can learn how to know what you're talking about by reading books, by attending seminars, by just immersing yourself in the subject. Because if the first thing an investor is going to do is they're going to ask you some questions, right? If you've got a deal, hey, I've got this deal, what do you think? This is my vision. And they go, okay, what's the GDV? And you go, GD what? Like, you're not going to get the money. So invest a little bit in yourself, at least if it's just your time, and become investable. So that's the very first thing. I'm assuming if you're trying to get money from people, you at least know what you're talking about. That's the first step. Number two is, people's biggest mistake with trying to raise finance is people come to me and they go, I'm struggling to raise the finance. And I say, okay, what's your situation? Well, I'm 19 and I live at home and I'm really broke and why are you telling me that? Let me tell you something about the marketplace of business, okay? The marketplace does not discriminate against anyone. We don't care where you're from. Investors don't care your skin color. They don't care your age. They don't care your gender. What they care about is themselves, right? They care about what's in it for them. And what they want is they want to invest in good deals. Some of you are getting in your own way. You're sabotaging the deal by saying things like, well, I'm only 19. Who cares? Guess what? A lot of people that come to me and go, I'm only 19. I can't even tell they're 19. To me, they're just a person. Not business to business, not business to customer, H to H, human to human. You're a human being. You're a person. So what I want you to start doing, okay, is I want you to start thinking, rather than, oh, why wouldn't someone invest in me? Flip that on its head. Why should or would an investor invest in you? I want you to write down all the reasons, because before you can sell to an investor, you need to be sold on yourself first. So think, okay, why would someone invest in me? I'm young and I've got time and energy. Okay, cool. What else? Oh, well, I'm just a nurse. Great. I'm a nurse. No. I'm a nurse. I care about people and I care about my investors. Create the narrative of yourself and think, why would someone invest in you? So those are the first two ground rules before you even start. Otherwise, you're going to mess up the rest of what I'm about to tell you. So first thing is, become investable, know what you're talking about. Second thing is, list all the reasons as why someone should invest in you specifically. And the third thing is this. Okay, now how do we actually get to it? How do we find investors? Well, what about just your friends and family? I bet any money in your current phone book, you've got people in your phone book that have got access to money and got access to funds. So they're investors. Don't ever assume, oh, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Even if your friends and family haven't got cash in the bank, it might be that they've got equity in their personal home that they could refinance and put into a deal. So start thinking about the people that are just under your nose. Next. Do you know how much it costs to go in the newspapers? You know, it costs thousands of pounds to advertise your products and services in the newspapers. However, right now, we have social media, and guess how much it costs? It's free. So start thinking about who's watching you online. What I would suggest you do, if you're going out there looking at deals, right, looking for properties, and you're thinking, I haven't got any investors, start documenting your journey. Start posting what you're doing. When you get to a house, even if the house sucks, some people think they only can post on social media if it's like, ta-da, keys to a house. Nah, you can. If you're a house, you could do a little video and say, hey, I was about to put an offer on this house, but look what I found. Come with me. A little crack right here. It's got some structural problems. Always make sure you walk around the outside of the house. before you put an offer forward. Boom. That is a video. That is content right there. So start putting content on social media. It's completely free. And the third thing is networking. So go networking. Actually proactively think, where are investors? Where are business people? And go to them. Oh, I mean, there's so many networks about there. There's BNI, Business Networking International, PIN, 4N. All these networks, I, as a young 19-year-old, guess what I was doing? I was going to them every day. I'd go to a breakfast club. I'd go to a dinner club. A lot of people go networking and they do it wrong. They go networking and they're trying to sell. They go networking when they're desperate. They're like, oh, I've got this deal, I need money for it right now. And then they go to a networking event. Or then they go on social media and they're posting, who wants this deal? Who wants this deal? Now, don't do that. You'll be treated like a leper. Instead, market first, right? Start building your investor list now. Go to networking events. Listen. Talk to people. Ask them, oh, you're an investor. What are you looking for? Oh, that's interesting. Get their information. Don't go networking and go, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card. Blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Collect people's data when you're networking and add them to your list, because ultimately, the bigger the list, the bigger the bank. What I've also noticed with networking events is the more expensive it is to get through the door, the higher quality people in the room. So for example, right, like I'll run a crash course, right? There might be 500 people there. It's a pound. But then like, for instance, I'm running a dinner with Jordan Belfort and it's gonna be about 30, 40 people there. It's £2,000 to attend that networking dinner. That's a lot of money, right? £2,000 for an evening. But who do you think is gonna be in the room? Rich people. Successful people. Again, I know you might not, I'm not saying everyone should just go and drop £2,000 and go to a Jordan Belfort networking dinner. Maybe you should, but I know some people might not be able to afford that. That's fine. But if you can, I'm just letting you know, the more expensive it is to get in the door, the higher quality caliber of people in the room. So now you've sold yourself on why you are investable. You know what you're talking about. You understand the numbers. You understand what a good deal looks like. You need to have a really clear idea of what it is that you're looking for in an investor. So rather than thinking, oh, will an investor choose me? You need to think, actually, what am I looking for? What is my proposal? What you need to do is you need to be really clear about what it is that you are offering. So for example, are you offering a joint venture agreement where you're saying, look, an investor can put the money in, I'll do all the work, I'll find the deal, I'll oversee the builders, we'll push the value up, and then we'll sell the property and we'll go 50-50 on the profits. That's clear. So you've got to work something out that works for you, that is also attractive for your investor. Get that on paper. Have a loan agreement ready. Go through the contracts, because you need to be really clear. Are you going to set up a company together? Are you going to have just a loan agreement? What is the agreement? So be clear on the agreement. Next, once you've done that, and this is the golden tip right now. This is genius that I'm about to share with you right now. I don't think anyone's teaching this apart from me, and you'll probably not find this anywhere on YouTube apart from on the Samuel Lee's channel. Here we go. Never ask for money. So what do you do? Well, this is the magic. This is the golden nugget you've all been waiting for. Once you've identified your investors, don't ring them up and say, I've got a proposition for you. Because straight away, their guard's going to go up. And it's then awkward, because then if they say no, well, if they don't want to do it, you could damage the relationship. Especially, imagine your mom. Imagine you say to your mom, Mom, I've got a proposal for you. Why don't you refinance your home and invest in this deal? Could be really awkward, right? So what do you do instead? Instead, you do this. Ring your mom. Ring Bob from the networking event and say this. Hey, Mom. Hey, Bob. Just a quick one. I've got a property investment I'm looking to buy. And next week, I'm going to be doing a pitch to some investors. And I'd love the opportunity to sit down with you and like practice my presentation and go over all the figures and get your feedback, because I really value your opinion. Would it be possible that we could meet up for a coffee for half an hour and I can go over it? Because as I said, I'd love to have your feedback on the deal, on my offering. How does that sound? Now, what's so genius about that? What's genius about that is, number one, you know or suspect they've got money. You know or suspect that they might be interested in investing or partnering with you, cool. But you're not asking them for money. So you're going to meet your mom. And you're going to say, great, hey, Mom, so firstly, here's the deal. Show the deal. She's going to be like, wow, that's an amazing deal. Of course. She might ask some questions. And of course, you'll know the answer because you're smart and investable and invested in yourself first. Cool. And then you're going to say, now here's what I'm going to be offering the investor. Not you, You're not pitching your mom. You're saying, here's what I'm now going to be offering the investor. I'm going to be offering them a partnership where they're going to put in 50 grand. I'm going to do this, and make it all happen. This is the expected profits. And then we're going to split the profit 50-50. The investor's going to get their capital back plus 50% of the profit from the deal. What are your thoughts, mom? At this point, one of two things will happen. Number one is your mom or Bob or whoever will say, yeah, it looks really good. Great pitch. We'll give you a bit of feedback and wish you all the best. In which case, move on. Right? Or option number two is your mom or Bob might say, that looks very interesting. What about if this happens? Or what about this? Or what's your exit strategy then? And you'll answer. And then they might just say, very likely, you know what? I might even be interested potentially in this myself. And then you'll go, oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, obviously I'd love to work with you, Bob. I'm very open, right? So you never asked Bob for money. You didn't damage a relationship. You didn't set yourself up for a possible rejection. You just practiced your presentation. Watch this YouTube video over and over. Go implement. And then when you become a millionaire from raising finance and investing in deals, send me a thank you on my DMs.